floods, they call them.
Any names for different kinds of floods, or they ever call them a gully washer or anything like that?
Yeah, they have those gully washers, but they haven't had any of those for a long time.
I guess things are just sort of
it's changing.
Mellowing out.
Yes, right.
What about the weather when it gets very, very cold? How would you describe that, the temperature?
Well, it gets down around 20.
Above?
Below, above. From 20 above on down, we've had it get down as low as 20 below.
Below?
Yeah.
Below
zero.
I see. And that happens almost every year?
Well, it didn't happen this year. I don't think it even got down to zero but once or twice.
Oh, you missed that, I guess.
Yes, right.
You like that cold weather.
Right.
What happens when you're overexposed to the cold? There's something that happens to your hands and feet?
Well, you frostbite them.
What is frostbite?
I don't know just how you describe it. It's painful. And then you suffer afterwards with it.
But you can't really feel it when it's happening.
No.
Now, are there different names for types of frostbite?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call the kind of weather when it's, you can't see, there's sort of a white...
Fog?
Uh-huh. Do you have that here?
We don't have too much fog. Along the river, sometimes there's fog.
What do you call those white things up in the sky?
Clouds.
Okay. And let's see. What about, does the ground get really cold here in the wintertime?
Well, last winter, it did not freeze.
Not at all?
Well, it just didn't go very deep.
But when it does go deep, you call that a...
They say the frost's going down.
I see. They ever call that a hard freeze or anything like that?
No. Just say the frost's going down.
I see. And I know, does it snow much here?
All winter long. I don't think we've had over 3 or 4. Well, we had 6 inches one time.
Then does it stay on the ground?
Not very long.
I see. Are there different kinds of snow or different names for different types of snow?
I don't know. I've never studied that.
Would they say, for example, if there's a lot of moisture, that it's a wet snow? Or,
yeah.
And if there's very little moisture?
Dry. Okay.
They ever call that powder?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would call that?
I just call it a dry snow.
All right. And in terms for ice, do you get a lot of ice around, ice forming?
Not too much. I have seen the streets get pretty slick.
And are there different names for different kind of ice?
Black ice.
Okay, and that forms where?
Well, a lot on the highway. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell it's there until you get out of your car and try to stand up.
You can't tell until it's too late.
Yes.
Okay, and in the springtime when it warms up, you say there's a spring...
thaw.
Okay. And are there different types of... Well, I guess we've talked about wind storms. What about when it's calm and then all of a sudden you'd say the wind
rises.
Okay. And then when
goes down.
I see. Okay. Are there terms you might use to express, for example, you'd say, boy, it's so hot out there, it's hotter than
hell.
Okay. Hotter than hell. And colder than?
Hades.
Okay. And how about for dry weather? Is dry weather pretty much normal here?
Yes, it seems like it's getting more so all the time.
Mm-hmm. So would they ever say it's drier than...